Praise the Lord. Good morning. You're dialed into the Maximum Radio Network. Today is Thursday, September the 18th, in the year of our Lord, 2013. Good morning. You're dialed in live, and you're on Global Time with Jesus Christ. I'm your host. I'm so thankful for the privilege, Aubrey Gregory, and I'm here with you for prayer and praise and petitions, intercessions. In other words, we want to communicate with our great God on this wonderful day that He has given to you. I trust that you're feeling well and that you're up and rested. I want to thank all of our warriors for holding the fort for us on yesterday. The previous night, which was Tuesday evening, we were, and I say we, my wife and I, we were helping out her sister, my sister-in-law, who had a health issue that she went to the emergency room to take care of. And so that's where we were. So we did not return home on yesterday morning until about an hour before our webcast comes on the air. And we were just wiped out. You know how it is at those emergency rooms. You just sit and wait and wait and sit and sit and wait and wait and hurry up, that kind of a thing. And so you're not doing much except that you're drained from just concern about your loved one and waiting as they go through their procedures. And so we returned home dog tired after a long day on top of that. So I thank our warriors for stepping up and helping us. We thank Sister Christine LeMay and Sister Jennifer Clark and all of the rest of you for being so bold and standing in the place that was required and needed. I thought that all of you did a wonderful job of keeping our program live and going and streaming for all those around the world who really have come to depend on this prayer webcast. So we thank you so much. We cannot thank you enough for stepping up. However, just to answer any questions you may have, our sister-in-law is doing fine. In fact, she went to work. She went to work on yesterday. She's doing fine, and we're doing fine. We are recuperating, or I would say have recuperated from the long day and long night. But that's life. Of course, God is in the midst, and He took care, and we're victorious and full of our joy. Our cup runs over. We trust that's the case for you. Well, welcome to all of our live participants and all of those who are streaming and will be streaming even later, since our broadcast is archived and available on demand 24/7 every day. You can go anytime from any part of the world, as long as you have internet access. You can just go to www.blogtalkradio.com/maximum_radio, and you can see all of our webcasts. Ever since we began, they're all there listed. You just click on whichever one. You can click on today's or yesterday's, the day before. That's wonderful. And for anyone that is listening and that may never have been on with us live, you can be live with us depending on your ability to dial in. And it's 714-459-3963. That's 714-459-3963. And you can be live. Praise God. Well, today our program is called He Speaks Face to Face. And who is He? That's none other than the Lord Jesus Christ himself. You know, in the book of Numbers, in our Bible, chapter 12 and verse 8, there's a story told and recorded there of God's conversation with his people. And let us listen to it. Here's what he said in Numbers chapter 12 and verse 8. I speak with him face to face, even plainly, and not in dark sayings, and he sees the form of the Lord. Why then were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses? Well, God regularly spoke with Moses face to face. That's what's recorded there. And not in dark sayings, but in plain language. And Moses was able to see the form of the Lord. And God still wants us to communicate face to face with him. And that's what this program, Global Time with Jesus Christ, is about. We believe that we can regularly accept his invitation to come into his throne room, and he is there to listen and to love on us as we worship him. So thank you again for joining us. And today, that's our takeaway, that God, he says, I am God who speaks face to face. That's the kind of God we serve. Isn't that wonderful? That we don't have to go through someone else. We just can get with him and to him face to face. We're invited. Well, thank you for populating our switchboard. There are so many people that are awake along with myself and with you. I thank you so much. Well, we want to pray today out of compassion. There's a necessity for us to have compassion. And what is compassion? It is the quality needed to move in the works of Christ. Here's what the writer of the dictionary called Webster's says. It is the sympathetic consciousness of another's distress together with a desire to alleviate it. So the kind of compassion that Jesus was said to have for people was not merely an expression of his will, but rather an eruption from deep within his being. Out of his compassion, or this kind of compassion, Jesus sprang forth his mighty works of rescue, healing, and deliverance. So today we would love to express our compassion for some particular populations or groups of people that are experiencing suffering and loss and all of those. Today, one of the groups that we like to pray for is the unemployed, those who desire to work but are unable to find work. They're either unemployed or underemployed, meaning that they're employed but they're not able to make enough to what we would call have ends meet, or you know, through short hours or low pay. So can you feel that? Can you relate to that? Well, we want to have compassion erupt in us as we pray for those. But before we go to that, I would like to invite you, if you have a praise report or a prayer request, to come forth with that prayer request and do so courageously without fear. Allow God, by his Spirit, to let something rest on your heart concerning any situation that is currently existing that you know of that you would like to see and experience God's movement in and about. So your lines are open, even now as I speak, for praise reports as well as prayer requests. Amen. Okay, while we're waiting for that to occur, let us go to prayer with the issue of the unemployed. Let us meet God face to face on behalf. Let us seek Him on behalf of the unemployed, that God would meet the needs of those without work in a way that they can clearly thank God for His provision, that they will soon find meaningful employment and glorify God for it, that God will open the way for righteous trade so that the entire community, your community, our community, our city, our state, our nation, would prosper in His provision. Let us pray. Father, we thank You that You're the God of all things. You're the God of all provision. You're God that owns the earth, the fullness thereof, and all the people in it. We turn to You today because You are the source. You are almighty. And to You we come, and we believe that we are in the right place by approaching You as our source. We ask You today, Lord, to forgive us for all of our trespasses and all of our sin, all of our iniquity. Cleanse us, make us whole. Use the blood that Jesus Christ so freely shed for us, for these moments when we know and feel that we are not as righteous as we might be because of sin. We want to be clean. We want to be in communication and be able to relate with You and to You from a place of holiness. So we ask You right now to cleanse us. You said, "Be ye holy as I am holy." Well, our holiness depends on the righteousness that Jesus Christ has provided for each and every one of us, and we stand in it today boldly. Cover us, cloak us with His righteousness so that we are able to stand boldly in Your presence. You are holy. You are righteous. You are the judge. You are God, our God, and we thank You today. So today we enter in with petition concerning those that are unemployed, that today hope would return to their hearts by Your Holy Spirit. You would give them the courage for one more day, which is today, that they would be moving forward in hope and trust in You, that somewhere someone is being hired right now on this day. Someone is being allowed the opportunity to be productive and to work so that they can earn a living and be able to provide for themselves and their loved ones. Make a way for them. We see the door opening, and we see favor going before them right now in the name of Jesus. On this very day, through networks, through asking, through faithful efforts, they will acquire the opportunity to be involved in trading their time and labor for pay, so that they can prosper and enjoy the provisions that You have provided so bountifully and so graciously for all of us. We thank You for our jobs. We thank you, Lord, that you have provided for us. And we know that you own the cattle on a thousand hills. All of it belongs to you. And it's on you that we depend. So what we have, what we are able to enjoy, comes from you. And for that, we are thankful and grateful on this day. Even as we remember and are compassionate towards the unemployed. We thank you for hearing and for answering our prayer. In Jesus' name, thank you, and we do pray. Okay, the lines are open for your praise report, and ours, of course, for those of you who are just now dialing in. Our praise report is that our sister-in-law, well, my sister-in-law, my wife's sister, is fine. Straight from the emergency room yesterday, home, fine, and she went to work all day. So that tells you that that's a good thing, and that God is in charge, and God sees and oversees. Okay, so that's the praise report, that God is he takes care of business. That's what he does. Excuse me, never leaves you nor forsake you. And then I just, another praise report just came into my mind. Another sister who was in the hospital, she was a patient at the same time we were there. I think she was there for several days, and we didn't know which hospital that she was in, but we did receive a telephone call. But it happened she was in the same hospital where we were at the emergency room, and she called on yesterday to say that she was being released to return to her home. And that's what, in fact, occurred. We didn't hear from her. We had asked her to call us once she arrives home, but we didn't hear from her yet. So that's a praise report that she is, and she's a senior citizen, and so on. So in spite of all of the horrible things that we're hearing, that is occurring around the world, around the nation, and even in my community and yours, know that God is on the throne. He's on the throne, and he's in charge. Never give up hope and lose faith that wondering where he is or what is he going to do. He's in charge, and he's justly so. So we thank him for who he is, and for also for his identifying with us so that we have this relationship. Any more praise reports or requests, feel free. That's why we are here. While you're contemplating what you may praise him about or request as a petition from the Lord, the persons we want to have compassion on today, many of them are moving around, I know, in our community, even now, right now. And we want to seek God on behalf of the substance abusers. They're up early, just like you and I, except that they're driven, they're enslaved, they have to meet not their God, but their dealer. Think about that. We're up meeting our God on behalf of ourselves and others. They're searching, knocking on the doors to make contact, making phone calls to make contact with their dealer right now. And we want to praise God that we're free from such kinds of bondage, including alcoholism and drug addiction. So we want to pray that God will break every form of bondage right now. We want to pray for wise counselors to bring intervention and help, that God will heal their minds and their bodies, that they will turn from self-centeredness to living their lives for Christ. Addictions are one of the most powerful self-centered bondages that they are, or there is. They're self-centered. It's all about me. And that's what Satan likes to perpetrate on humans, because for him, it's all about him. And so he sends that spirit, same spirit, spirit of bondage, spirit of me-ism, self-centeredness, all about me. And that spirit binds and enchains. So let us pray right now. Envision your community, your neighborhood, and consider those that you may know or you see regularly that you know are involved in substance abuse. Let's call on God to free them now. Father, we thank you right now for freedom. And whom you've set free is free indeed. It's not a form of freedom. It's freedom, period. And we stand today in the place of those who are bound and are in the bondage of substance abuse right now. Many are in physical pain because their bodies are craving for what they normally place inside of it. At this moment, they're on E, they're on empty, and they're looking to refill and to fill up and to top off, so to speak, because they have no other source of relief. They don't know of any other source. They're medicating their pain. We pray right now, Lord, that the pain that's in their spirit, the pains of death that's in the spirit, the pain of hunger and thirst that's in their soul, the physical pains that are in their bodies right now, that you would minister to them by your Holy Spirit. Cause them to call out to you to reach the end of their rope so that they begin to look for the answer. And just perchance that they would look upward, upward, and call that the cry of their bodies, their souls, and their spirit would be released in a call to you. And you will hear from heaven, and you will respond. Cause them to have interventions and encounters on today that will bring them to the place where they're able to make the decision to come away from the substance abuse, to be tired of being tired, in the name of Jesus, to want to be free from the slavery that the addiction involves, so that they can be free and live for you, to give you glory and to praise your name as they were designed to do. They were not designed for slavery, but Satan, who comes to steal, kill, and destroy, has been able to enslave them and to keep them in bondage. Father, cause a hole in the fence to appear so that these persons who are in this kind of bondage to substances will spot the opening, and they will not only have a desire to leave the plantation, but they will run off of the plantation. They would seek the opening and use it. Provide openings today by your Holy Spirit. Openings, many openings, so that they may be healed. They would be given freedom. They would be given life.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Imagine that. God is using us today should bring about healing on this day in the lives of many. Another group that we would like to intercede for, I think it'd be a good thing. From my own observation and speaking with people and being around other humans, other people, I can discern clearly, and I think this is true for you as well, there are lots of people that are depressed. And this is what is fueling the substance abuse as well. Depression. And depression can be a real pain. A real pain that is experienced by those that are outside of Christ. When you and I are feeling down or depression would seek to lay hold of us, we know what to do and we have a sure remedy. We have a sure remedy. Those that don't know the Lord don't have that. So we want to pray that God's healing presence will reach them and that the light of truth will dispel lies and the oppressive power of Satan, because where he's not able to possess, he still can oppress. Yes, he still can oppress. So we want to pray for helpful counsel for the healing of long-standing wounds of mind and soul, that they would know the comfort and joy of the Holy Spirit, for the renewing of their minds in Christ. I spoke with a lady many weeks ago, and she is an addict. And she was asking me for money, you know, 50 cents or something. And, of course, I was not moved to fuel that fire, so to speak. But I did take the opportunity as I was led to speak with her. And we were right on the sidewalk. And it turns out that she had experienced sexual abuse as a child, as she claims, from about 5 until about 15, by a stepfather. And she has never had counseling, never had any real healing or address of that issue. And so her life has been what it is, and it ultimately led to substance abuse. And so I prayed with her and talked with her and recommended and pointed her in a direction where she could go to get the assistance that she needs from that detox and treatment. I don't think she took it. I saw her, observed her a few times, still in the streets. But this stuff is real. And so depression leads to oppression and can even lead to possession. That's how deep and progressive it is. Let's pray for them. Father, we thank you that your healing presence is available to all that need it. We also thank you that the light of truth can dispel the lies and the oppressive power. It can break the chains of oppression that comes only from Satan. We also thank you for the fact that there may not be many doors and resources available like it used to be to these individuals that are depressed. But we thank you, Lord, that there's still some resources available and that they can get genuine, truthful help. Not the kind of help that would lead them further and into permanent depression, permanent life dysfunction, but help and counsel that would cause the beginning of their mind renewal in Christ. We speak for them today, and thank you, Father, that for laying this on our hearts. And you did so because you want to meet those needs. And we thank you right now. They're all over our communities, depressed, leading to all kinds of dysfunctions. So we thank you right now for meeting their need, for answering the cry, the deepest cry of their heart and souls right now, that you would wipe away their tears. You would heal the pain in the name of Jesus. You would heal the pain. We thank you right now for hearing and answering those prayers right now. We know that someone, somewhere, even now, is experiencing relief from depression right now. That by your Spirit, you're ministering. They're hearing you, maybe for the first time, they're hearing you clearly. And that you're able to heal. We send your word of healing right now. Quicken their minds and their spirits in the name of Jesus, even now. Right now. We thank you. We thank you right now. Well, we're almost, and I think we're at the end of our wonderful time of interceding on behalf of the depressed, on behalf of those that are in substance abuse. Thank you for joining us. You have functioned as God would intend that you perform. You were up early, not about you, but about the Lord. And you worshiped Him by serving Him so graciously on today. Can you expect reward and blessing? Yes. In the name of Jesus. Walk with your head up and knowing that just like you are being available to God to be used on behalf of others, God is moving on your behalf today. No matter what it is. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. He's moving on your behalf. He's dealing with the issues that you have on your plate and has given you the victory. Fear
thank
not.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Fear not.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Fear not.
Peace.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Peace.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
That's in the name of the Lord.
Glory to God.
We glorify you. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Bless your name.
Yes.
Bless
your name.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Bless each and everyone on this prayer line, and that you have a blessed day in the Lord.
Thank you, sister.
Thank you, God. We receive that.
Thank you, God.
The day of victory.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Bless your name, Jesus. Bless your name, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
None like you, Jesus. None like you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we magnify you.
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Yes. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
Thank you. Jesus.
glorify your name.
God, we recognize that it's not us, oh God, but you, hallelujah. You are the God of enough King, the only wise God, Lord of Lords, hallelujah. Bless the name of God.
Thank you.